Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The AFC West run is obviously over. No kidding. Right? It's done. I know mathematically they're not eliminated. We all know the AFC West is over. The question is the playoff run over? The run in playoffs, and for this case, the run of getting to a postseason with Patrick Mahomes and with Andy Reid. Remember, they have not missed a postseason since 2014. Mm-hmm. That's the last time they were not there. But they're 17-9 in their last 26 games decided by eight or fewer. Four straight losses, though, in that. Seven straight wins. That was the NFL record at the time.
Yeah, the 17 straight, yeah.
Yeah, and then five straight losses prior to that. Is the playoff run over for Kansas City? Because as I sit here today, despite what I just said, and I'm very frustrated, as you guys all are as well, I am not definitively saying today that the team is not making the playoffs. No, I'm not there yet, despite the issues, the path, the tough road ahead, I think they have to go 6-1 the rest of the way. I know 5-2, you get a bunch of help, but what help are you getting? You don't have the tiebreaker over Jacksonville. You don't have the tiebreaker currently over the Chargers. You'll play them later on, but they're also a couple wins in front of you. You have the tiebreaker over Baltimore, but I think Baltimore and Pittsburgh will sort themselves out through the division. And then we know the Texans currently have the tiebreaker over you. Now you do play them head-to-head later on in the season. I don't think 5-2 actually gets you in. I really don't. I think you need too much help and you don't have tiebreakers on your side. I think 6-1 would get you in. Obviously, winning out gets you in, and I have no reason to believe this team can win out. And so, to me, it comes down to the Colts game on Sunday. We'll talk about them later. And I understand the team lost yesterday, so it's very easy to sit here and say, like, how on earth do you think they possibly could win on Sunday? And I totally get that. But as I sit here today, no, I do not think they're not definitively making the playoffs. I do not think it's 100%. It's over. I know you and I were talking before the show. Where are you at on that?
I'm not going to say definitively that they can't make the playoffs, but I don't think they will. I lean towards this team not getting to the postseason this year. We will not be watching Kansas City Chiefs football in January. I just can't help but look at the other schedules of the other teams they're battling with right now. I mean, currently, they are the 9 seed in the AFC, meaning they have to jump not one, but two spots minimum in order to get into the playoffs. Chiefs remaining schedule, Colts on at home this week. Then it's on the road on a short week against the Dallas Cowboys, a team that has a really, really good offense. The defense has been lackluster, but they made some moves at the deadline that could make things a little bit more interesting in that game. Then you're at home on a long, you know, sort of mini bye against the Houston Texans. A Texans team, I might add, that is the only National Football League team with a better overall defense so far this year, numbers-wise, than the Denver Broncos. They are the number one defense, total defense, in the National Football League. You got to play them coming off a short bye. Then it's the Chargers again. You got to play the Broncos again. The good part about that is that of those four or five teams that I just mentioned, you've got the majority of them, four of them, at home, right? You've got the Colts at home, Texans at home, Chargers and Broncos. The only road game is that Thanksgiving Day game against the Cowboys. But I look at the Texans, right? They've got the Bills this week on Thursday Night Football. Then it's on the road against the Colts, on the road against the Chiefs. They've got the Chargers on the road, Colts at home. So that leans towards the Chiefs having the better schedule in that one. So I would say you probably aren't competing as much with Houston. Baltimore, I'm with you on that. I think that Baltimore and or Pittsburgh is not really a threat in terms of the Chiefs' chances of making the postseason, because whoever wins that division will get in. The other team, I don't think, will be particularly close. Jacksonville, because you lost to them already, you're basically two games back of them right now. I know that the seedings would tell you, oh, Jacksonville 6-4, Chiefs are 5-5. If you tie, you're
right,
out,
yeah.
Because you have the head-to-head. With games against the Cardinals, Titans, Colts twice, Jets, Broncos, and Titans, if the Jacksonville Jaguars split those two games between the Colts, win one, lose one, and lose to the Broncos, they're going to get in. And you don't stand much of a chance.
So right now we're going to get into what the odds say coming up in the next 25 minutes or so. By the way, make the playoffs -220, miss the playoffs +176. I don't know if people are just hearing what they want to hear or whatever. Maybe I spoke incorrectly and I did not mean to say what somebody said I said, which is I'm not ready to say they're missing the playoffs. And people have taken that saying that I'm saying they're missing the playoffs. You sound way less. You are saying that you think they're missing the playoffs.
I lean towards them missing the playoffs.
And I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. While I acknowledge the path is very challenging for them, but I think if they look at the next 2 weeks, Colts and Cowboys, like I think you would even admit if they were to find a way to win those games, and I get it, we're talking about a team after a loss, so now everybody's acting like they're going to lose every single game the rest of the way. If they win the next two games, would you actually think they're making the playoffs then or no?
If they win both, yes.
Okay. So there's,
I don't have a ton of confidence that they can win both.
So like right now, like I wouldn't, you know, someone say put a bet in. Well, I'm not making a bet at -220. That's a terrible bet to make to make the playoffs. But I'll put it this way. Would you put money right now at +176 for them to miss the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and I wouldn't. That's the difference. That's where we differ on the path towards the postseason.
I think you guys should be more. I think this is all going to plan. I tried telling you guys this in July that this is exactly how it was going to go. They'd be 3-3 after six. They'd be 5-5 after 10, and they'll be okay. I think they'll be okay. And maybe that's me, of all people, being the optimist for the Chiefs in this situation. But for whatever reason, it feels like
this feels like a Drew troll right now.
If you want me to play the cut, I actually have it. I don't know if you want me to do that. It feels like this is one. Football's weird. And after all of this stuff, after how bad they looked yesterday, they're going to beat the Colts on Sunday. And then we'll see where it goes from there, because football is weird. And for whatever reason, they're going to keep on grinding and keep on getting after it. And I don't know if they're going to win out every game, like I said, but I think they can still legitimately make the playoffs because of the way that the Chargers look and how bad they have been. I know you don't have the tiebreaker with Jacksonville, but they might. I think they've got a legit shot of squeaking into that seventh spot. I understand why you might not think it, though, but based on how the Chargers look and the remaining schedule for the Chiefs and being at home, where there's been a vast difference, they showed it yesterday on the broadcast, between Patrick Mahomes' play at home versus on the road, it leads me to still think that they'll still make the playoffs.
Yeah, so look, I totally get anybody that's going to call in here in about 10 minutes or text in right now that says they're done, they're missing the playoffs. I totally get that point, and I totally get the reasoning, and I think you have some good reasoning behind it. I'm just not there yet. I'm shockingly, Drew and I are in agreement. Now, I don't know if they're winning out. I won't go that far, but
I don't think
that's the case whatsoever. I think it's going to be a massive uphill climb and need help along the way to get there. I still think they will find a way to get in, but that requires a win on Sunday against the Colts. That requires them not dipping below 500. If this team is under 500 at any point the rest of the season, it is over.
Yeah.
So that's why Sunday is that spot. And I know, you know, the odds of the game last night, the Chiefs were 4.5-point favorites and they lost. They're 3.5-point favorites against the Colts, and we'll see. So the odds do not mean anything. But I think they have one game wiggle room the rest of the way. I think they have to go 6-1 to ensure that they're in. 5-2, you're asking for some weird stuff to break your way with some tiebreakers. You need some other teams to probably have some significant injuries to cause some losses as well. You need a ton of help at that point in time. I don't think 10, because of the tie-breaking situation, 10 is not going to be good enough.
Yeah, and part of me, of course, is just joking, of course, because, I mean, me having somehow predicted correctly 5-5 is whatever. But I think this person phrased it well from the 6-2. If they continue to to do and play the way that they have, they're not going to make it. I think we all can agree on that whether it's the play calling, whether it's Patrick Mahomes or defensively not being able to win any close games and get the stop when they need to or get the score when they need to put the game away. Yeah, it based on what we've seen the last few weeks, this team is not going to do enough to make the playoffs, given, as you said, the tiebreaker situation. It's obviously we'll get to it when it happens, if it does, but it's really bad.
This was, by the way, Chris Jones on sitting at 5-5.
Well, we won 5 games and we lost 5 games, so we're at 500. And this week we play a really, really good team. And I think we have the pieces to, win out. But it starts with one game. Starts with us, especially offensive line, defensive line. These next few games is going to be critical for us individually and also as a group for us to make sure we control the trenches.
That was Chris Jones after the game yesterday and just the reality of where they sit as an organization. This is new territory for most of the guys on this roster. In fact, I would say all the guys on the roster, because they've had games where we talked on Friday, Logan, that they've been in a spot entering a game like they just were, and they've always won those. They've always, they had the game against the Chargers back in 2023, I think it was. They had the game against the Raiders 3+ years ago that you referenced as well, and they always won those. And that's why this feels so different. Yesterday was a game in which in the past they always would win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.